Along with individual experts, Surgeon Masters brings you life improvement strategies in 10 minutes. These proven principles and strategies are easy to learn and can be applied immediately, allowing you to practice your best. Here's your host, Jeff Smith.
Welcome back to the Surgeon Masters mini podcast. On this episode, I have Dr. Donna Coriel, a board certified internist and the founder of SomiDocs. Wow, that's so cool, because I've been following you for a while and I had the great pleasure of being on a panel with you recently. So glad to have you join us.
Likewise, I really appreciate you asking me to come on.
So I think the word on the street is that you're an expert in social media, and I've been practicing and playing with this for several years and I'm learning, but gosh, it's a long learning curve.
It is. And I think part of why is because there are just so many options out there. And I metaphorically liken it to landing on a planet that we know nothing about and having no rules and regulation, having no roads laid out, and just having the path not be laid out for us, which is both super exhilarating, but also kind of frightening, especially to physicians who are so comfortable with having sort of knowing what we are supposed to be doing.
Well, and that's excellent. And maybe you can share some things that help us figure out why it's so important and potentially how to do it. Because my recollection is just early on, like how much people said, just stay away from it, just don't do it. But I think you're showing that it can be done and it can be done well. So help us out.
Oh, wow. This is a huge topic. And I know that I only have a few minutes. I mean, you can so impact your career positively if you embrace social media the right way and you curate the presence, your presence in it. So I look at it like a tool that needs to be used correctly. No matter what we do, if we use tools incorrectly, they can have negative outcomes. And if we use tools correctly, they could be amazing. They could solve problems. They could heal, et cetera. So to me, that's really all social media is this really powerful communication tool where we're now connected so quickly and so rapidly, and we are in control of our own place within it, which oftentimes is referred to as a brand, as a personal online brand.
So I think you're giving us a good, simple message to hone in on. And certainly if people want to learn more, they can connect with you and learn lots of the other things. But so tell us a little bit that initial branding or that initial steps and why that's so important for people that are nervous about getting into it.
Well, what's really important is that social media is here and it's here to stay. So really, those people that aren't using it may be missing out on a lot of potential, whether it's because they could get more patients coming to their practice or because they are missing out on those speaking opportunities for conferences that are picking their speakers based on who's got an online brand, right? Because everyone is slowly going on the internet, right? Most of the world is actually accessible on the internet online. And so that's where we are actually living nowadays. We're conducting business there. It's almost similar to if you've read Ready Player One. It reminds me of it. It's like this world which is virtual. It's like a second world that we're living in. And in it, we have like our own connections and ways of exchanging information, et cetera. So if you are a physician, you can so enrich your career by doing that. You can enrich personal connections as well. The possibilities are endless. And I'm actually someone who is extremely creative and out of the box. So I can find a fit for anybody. No matter what you tell me you do, I can off the cuff name a few things that could help you to impact your career if you dabble online as a professional and you keep your mind open as to what could be accomplished.
I think that sounds really cool. I really like the word dabble because I think people don't want to take this on as a whole nother side job or project. They want to dabble to leverage the positive, and you're giving them an opportunity to do that. What do you think are some key first things for them to think about? And obviously there are members in our audience that are further along. So it's not just the basics, but how do you process those next steps for a larger audience?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, dabbling is really about networking, right? Because when you dabble, you start to open your mind up to what's out there and the possibilities and who can you connect with. And that to me is sort of the start to advancing one's career and expanding the mind, right? Learning about others, what could be, what is, et cetera. So next steps are individual for the physician. What I suggest and what I teach doctors that are in my group or consult with me, et cetera, is that you need to decide for yourself, what is your reason for building an online brand? You don't have to have an answer for that right away. There's an exploration phase where you just kind of put your name out there and start to network and figure out what you want to do. But some people are more clear in that they say, okay, my current why is that I'm doing this because I'd like to be a thought leader. And thought leadership is so general of a term. So if you're a surgeon, maybe you want to be a thought leader, not just as a surgeon, but you could be, but you could also be a thought leader in a specific type of surgery. Or you could be a thought leader in being like the head of a department, in your role as an admin, whatever. The point is, you can define what your brand is because you're curating it. You're the driver of your brand. And so you're building thought leadership and you can actually create things from that. You can create presence. You can dabble in different social media platforms depending on what you're good at, what makes you happy, what puts a smile on your face, what helps you to actually connect with the people that are changing your life, et cetera. There's an infinite amount of possibilities that are out there in terms of building social media brands and what those brands can achieve for you.
And this is a little bit hard to introduce towards the end of a podcast, so feel free to kind of simplify it. But I think one of the challenges for physicians is that they feel powerless. What it sounds like you're saying is the brand is a way to maybe regain power.
100%. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Literally, at the end of the day, I'm a board certified. I'm just giving you the very short end here, is I'm a board certified internist. I left clinical practice after years of trying to make it work. I saw break after break after break. I saw physicians not in control of the patient-physician relationship. I'm not even saying not in control of healthcare, because I recognize that there's so many important people in it, and the physician is not the only one, but it's that golden patient-physician relationship that has been compromised over the past, I don't know how many years. And so this, to me, is the perfect tool now to empower ourselves individually as physicians, so we at least increase our worth individually, again, by leveraging the online tools the right way.
Fantastic. And so lots we've talked about, lots more we could, but if you had one simple message to leave for our listeners, what would you have?
I would say that no matter who you are, no matter what point of whatever your trajectory is in your medical practice, if you're beginning, if you're an attending, if you're an expert, and no matter how much you feel like you can use social media, you can use social media. So what I want to leave is this. I am here. My company is here to help physicians both understand social media and actually build effective presence on it in many different ways. And you could check it out at somedocs.com or get in touch with me so that I can clarify anything or help you, because it's not a one size fits all.
Thank you for being our great guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
There you have it. In less than 10 minutes, this is Jeff Smith along with Dr. Donna Coriel. Until the next episode of Life Improvement Strategies for the Surgeon Who Wants More. Ciao.
Now, take 10 minutes and put your plan into action to practice your best.